Aaron, maybe one good beginning point is just to talk about the origins of this idea in France and how it really launched an international movement to celebrate music.
Of course, yeah. Well, the story of how this all began is almost too simple to be believable. In 1982, a new government was taking power in France and realized that up until that point, a lot of the French musical culture just had never really been celebrated. There were big events for opera companies and symphonies and kind of high arts, but not really for the, you know, regular guitar player, banjo player, accordion player in the subway. So they just decided to announce on June 1st that 3 weeks from that date, if anyone wanted to come out in public and play music, no one was going to stop them. The government wouldn't ask for permits. People would be free to just take over the city throughout the country, really, for 30 minutes was the idea. So from 8:30 until 9 o'clock at night, people were invited to come out. And that was it. I mean, it's the kind of thing that you might almost expect to be, you know, like a press release for National Donut Day or something, you know, where no one really pays any attention to it.
Right.
But to the contrary, they had hundreds of thousands of people taking over the cities and countrysides in France in 1982 on that date. And no one stopped after 30 minutes. They just played all night, and it became a huge celebration. So very quickly they realized, you know, they've really got something here and a kind of pent-up demand for everyone who loves music but doesn't really have a chance to share it with people to come out and do just that. And it's been growing every year in France and now really going around the world.
You know, it was so inspired to use the solstice as a connection point because of all the energy that that represents around the planet, whatever the culture, that's a moment that everybody has. So there's music in that level everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. That's the reason June 21st was chosen. And I think what's kind of interesting now that it's been going on 35 or so years in France and in about 800 cities is that even in Australia, for example, when June 21st is the shortest day of the year and the coldest part of the year, they still want to be part of it on that date just to be in harmony with everyone else around the world who's celebrating music on June 21st.
So here's a kind of a good lead for you is, when did you first experience this yourself, and what led you to help bring it in such a scale that you did to the New York metro area? That was quite a launch for us, and it's really mushroomed from there.
I taught in a public school in France briefly, just after college in Bordeaux, and as a kind of sidelight activity, I played in a jazz band in the evenings. And
What did you play,
strangely,
by the way? What did you play?
Oh, I played saxophone.
Oh, okay, horns.
And, you know, I really... the funny thing is that the Fête de la Musique on June 21st is something that I heard everyone in my band talk about. I heard the kids that I was teaching talk about it. For them, it was a holiday that had pretty much always existed in their lives. And so it was just sort of, yeah, what are we going to do? It's coming up in 2 weeks. Maybe we can, you know, take over a couple streets or a park and bring our music to more people. Strangely, though, I left the country just before it happened. I came back to the U.S. I never actually saw it until I was back in 2006 in Paris. And that experience was just overwhelming. There were thousands of concerts on every street corner and people opening their windows and playing music, you know, right out the window into the street. And I thought, you know, this is just something that's bringing everyone together in a way that normally never happens.
Yeah, some really joyous noise indeed. In case people have joined us, we're on the phone right now with Aaron Friedman from the Make Music Alliance. And coming up on March 8th is going to be an official statewide launch for Connecticut. And each of the regional service organizations around the state here at Windham Arts, we do the Windham region and the whole northeast corner. We do 36 towns, actually. But on March 8th, they're going to officially announce a website, and that's going to link everybody in the state to one central point to sign up as a performer. Whatever your background, if you play, you can come and do something. Or if you're a venue or you want to host some music, you can sign up on both ends. Could you talk a little bit about how this can be implemented easily so people who are getting aware of the idea, and as you said, it's so simple, it's amazing, how it can easily happen, and we have plenty of time to have a great day.
Yeah, well, as you said, there's really been a truly impressive number of organizations around the state stepping up to organize Make Music New Haven, Make Music Stamford, Make Music Waterbury, Middletown, just everywhere. And those are some of the groups that are going to be helping to spread the word locally and work with local municipal and city officials to make sure that any permitting questions are sort of dealt with so that musicians and venues don't have to worry too much about that. But essentially, we have a website where people can sign up, as you say, and express their interest in what kind of music they want to play, what time they want to play it, or if they want to host a group. A lot of people also sign up to say, I have a band, I also have a front porch. I'm going to put my band on my front porch. I don't need to match with other people. I've got it all right here.
And that's the beauty of it. Anywhere can do it. Anywhere.
Yeah. And then as soon as people sign up and make arrangements with others or just by themselves, then their information populates an interactive website map, smartphone listings on Android and iOS, the printed programs that we can create. And basically, all sorts of ways for people to get the word out. And on June 21st, you can be able to start wandering around their city and hear music pouring out from every nook and cranny.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to mention too, Aaron, is that we're recording our interview for sharing it across the state with the other, you know, regional service organizations. And while we have everybody together at different stages, do you have any advice or things that you've learned from having this for so long now for you, at least for several years, for people who are starting out for the first time like us? So maybe lessons learned, or I know there's 71 cities across the country. Maybe some ideas that you thought were just fantastic that really surprised you from other parts of the country.
Oh, sure. Well, on that last point, there have been a number of events where someone, like in Chicago, 6 or 7 years ago, was one of the first Make Music cities after New York City. They decided to do something called a Sousapalooza, where they would get a band director to come on a big ladder in the middle of a big public space.
Oh my goodness!
And offer to conduct John Philip Sousa marches for anyone who came with their instrument to play them.
Talk about bombastic. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, and the great thing about Sousa is, I mean, anyone who's played in a middle school band or, you know, marching band, I mean, this is familiar music that people can kind of just show up and
play. Right.
So we've had members of the West Point Band and the New York Philharmonic and the band from a local fire department and community members and high school students, and they're all just shoulder to shoulder playing John Philip Sousa together. And it's really wonderful. And it's something now that's happening in about a dozen cities, actually. There are events that someone just comes up with a great idea, and it's something that can spread. But I think the fundamental thing is that this is not a music festival. This is not something where people are putting up big stages and, you know, selling trinkets and asking for wristbands. And,
or staying in one place all day, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people will do that for sort of major locations in some cases, and that's wonderful. But don't feel that you need to, create a professionally produced event. I mean, just show up with your bassoon and start playing it. And, you know, wander over to a rock band and see if you can sit in with them and add a little bassoon part. I mean, it's really kind of spontaneous exploration of music. That's what makes this so special.
Even
just the fact that people are doing this right on the street, right on the sidewalk, makes it so accessible for anyone who's walking by who wants to stop and join.
Maybe one last question. When you compare other areas of the country, is there any other state that's kind of coordinated everybody statewide? Or is the fact that Connecticut's kind of a smaller state, it was easier for us to link everybody in one time?
There are other states that have talked about it. And I think the only examples so far at a statewide level have been Vermont and Rhode Island, which are really smaller in terms of population.
That's easy there,
Yeah, so I think this is really a great model for other states where, you know, you really can get everyone from across the state to come together and meet a couple of times and make a plan and all work to coordinate music making everywhere. It's really exciting to me.
The other aspect of this is the venues. But from the viewpoint of the venues, for those venues that are going to get copies of our interview as well as the arts presenters, do you have any advice for them or folks that are not maybe a traditional venue, things to think about ahead of time so that they have an easy time once they sign up online? Some advice or thoughts for them to prepare?
Yeah, there's a lot of variety with who's involved and what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll just have a hardware store where the son of the store's owner has a band and he comes out with his middle school friends and they, mm-hmm. and they play in front of the store. And
sure.
You can have those situations and you can have people who really want, professional quality musicians to come and do a concert and help bring in mm-hmm. more customers, frankly, and, more vibrancy to their streets. So I think, a lot of people who take part in this event don't normally put concerts together. And I think it's really just important to be really transparent with what you have to offer. If it's just an extension cord, then fine, that's great. If it's a full PA system and a piano, hey, people
parking
will love
lot.
You for that.
Even a parking
yeah.
lot, right?
A parking lot is beautiful. Any kind of open space that's, audible and visible from the street is great. People who are wandering around for the day listening to music will hear where to go and migrate to you. So all those things are worth keeping in mind, but really it's so flexible. I mean, some people want to have 15 minutes of opera singing and some people want to have 12 hours of electronic noise music. And, it's all in the spirit of
that's right.
diversity of the event. So.
We're especially lucky in our area because there's a number of events throughout the year where the downtown stores have music live, and we happen to have a street festival called the Third Thursday throughout the season, and coincidentally for June, the Third Thursday is the solstice. So we already have a major event here with five stages for 3 hours with multiple bands in downtown Willimantic, and we're trying to figure out what can we do in the outlying towns so they can also have something that day. So in our region, we're really excited about this, and that's why we're going to be sharing this interview and having some more as people define their plans. So, Aaron, I want to thank you very much for taking the time when you're on the road traveling to help us out to get started with this great project, and I'll look forward to more conversations in the future, and I wish us all a great year for this great effort. I fell in love with it as soon as I understood what you were doing, and I think it's going to be really a great day.
Great. We're really excited to see what comes together in Connecticut. And as you said, a lot is going to come just in the next couple of weeks that we'll be able to announce.
All right, Aaron. Well, safe travels to you, and we'll be talking again. Now, you take care.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now.